The general manager of the Blue Jays, Ross Atkins, is with us. Holy cow, who's a busier guy than you right now, huh?
Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a steady week for us of activity. So, yeah, a lot going on. But thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you got to be hopeful after last year and the one injury after another injury and guys missing for extended periods of time. This has sort of been different. Instead of a few guys gone for long periods, now you got a whole bunch of guys that have been disappearing for short periods. Stroman, the latest. Is this performance related? Is this a recurrence of what was seemed to be bothering him at the beginning of the year? What can you tell us about the injury?
Yeah, so you know, I think with any athlete, any time that there's inefficiency, and I think anyone can see that Marcus has been less than efficient with long or heavy pitch counts and short innings. He's been going five innings and really, the deep end of the game, not getting deep into the game as he usually does. And that's trying on a pitcher. And when fatigue is mentioned, then I think, it really collectively became clear that it was best to take some time away. So, he was doing everything he could. Obviously, Pete Walker and John Givens and everyone in and around him, our medical staff, felt good about him coming out of it while he was competing. Some good signs out of Minnesota, and even his last outing, there were flashes of swing and miss, and there were fewer walks. So there were things that we could point to. But once he mentioned that were encouraging. But once he mentioned the fatigue, I think we all collectively decided that it was best to take some time away.
From a medical point of view, does that mean do you go looking for something now? Do you go looking for a potential cause? Because this is sort of what we talked about in spring training with Marcus Stroman. Or are you simply saying go rest and come back when we'll get you back when you feel better?
Yeah, I mean, it's not A or B. So I think, there's subjective and objective, and there's no need for an MRI in this case. It's subjective reporting, but the stability and structure in and around his shoulder is fine. But again, like once you are inefficient and experiencing that fatigue, it's hard to continue to push through. So you're just putting yourself at risk because of potentially overcompensating and maybe even, whether it was shoulder, it might be something else that then could become oblique. It could become hamstring, groin. But the subjective comments of fatigue and him feeling like everything was requiring too much effort, it became clear to both of us, the organization and Marcus, that, stepping away and getting a physical and mental break from this would be beneficial. And really, impressed by his awareness to talk about the mental aspect of it. And it's becoming more and more common in professional sport that players are willing to talk about the demands and how stressful things can become. But I think, that just 15 years ago, that was much less common that would even be mentioned. So it's certainly a part of it. I think the driving factor is the fatigue in and around his shoulder, but it'll be a good opportunity for him to get certainly the physical rest and the mental rest. I mean, we don't expect this to be a long period of time, but at the same time, we need to take it a day at a time.
Fatigue is an interesting word. It's hard to really define or envision exactly what that means. It implies not exactly pain, but discomfort in some way, shape, or form. There are two kinds of discomfort that a pitcher can go through. There is that which he feels during the course of a game, perhaps in the later innings, perhaps all the way along. And then there is that the kind of fatigue that you wake up with the next morning. Which of those applies to Marcus?
Well, I haven't thought about it from that perspective, whether it's in the moment or the next day. Probably a better question for Marcus. But I think, really it just comes down to, first and foremost, that was not Marcus Stroman, what we saw over those seven starts. Again, the Minnesota start was a lot closer to it. But when he's throwing 95 to 100 pitches and just working into the fifth and sixth inning, that really screams of inefficiency. The command wasn't there. The aggressiveness certainly was, but his ability to command the ball, the effort was there, the work was there, the aggressiveness was, but the ability to command and ultimately the sharpness of his pitches were not there. So when fatigue is mentioned, it's just not a good time to push through. And fortunately, we're in a position where we can give him that blow. And a 10-day DL versus the 15-day DL definitely makes that a bit easier. Never an easy decision. It was a difficult one, but one we made together. And, I think you're alluding to, Bob, just that mental component and aspect of dealing with frustration and the not realizing his own expectations and standard. And that's very real for any professional athlete. And again, a better question for him.
But it's demonstrative of, or maybe more appropriately, Marcus is a guy that does not hide his self-disappointment very well. Wouldn't you agree? He does not internalize it as much as others.
He doesn't
do.
Internalize much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's introspective, and he does think about things and internalize them as well. But he's also, his emotions run high, and he can communicate them exactly how he's feeling. So, it's a fair assessment. I think what I can tell you is that we have so much confidence that we are going to see a lot a closer version of the 2017 Marcus Stroman than what we saw in these last seven starts. And we expect this to be a hiccup and a blip and not something that gets extended. Now, again, we'll have to take that day by day and we'll see. We are encouraged by his awareness in and around it and his ability to articulate what he is struggling with. And, we'll turn towards helping him and supporting him every way that we can.
Ross, I'm not very smart, so I'm going to ask this question, and maybe you already answered it, but is this a complicated...
Well, you guys are ordering food from college in Clinton, from Cafe Diplomatico. That's
a good decision. Attaboy, you're learning how to live in Toronto, huh?
We'll send you a plate.
I thought...
Good for you.
So, I get... Is this residue or a complication of all the time he missed in spring training?
You know what? I mean, listen, like, you can never say, absolutely not. Like, that's not realistic just to say, nope, it's not related, never is. Like, this, everything's a body of work. And, did that have some impact on where he is today? Certainly could have. And I think probably there is some component of that. There is some residue there, as you said, the word that you use. So, but at the same time, there were no signs of fatigue, and all we saw were encouraging things. The delivery adjustments he was making, there were innings he was throwing where the effectiveness were there, and it really just came down to command. So to then point the finger at spring training and then talk about command and then that turning into being inefficient and then fatigue come happening, it's not a direct line. Okay. It is definitely not a direct line in our view.
So Ross, so what's the plan for Marcus's turn in the rotation? You brought Biagini's up, Givilio's up. Biagini has not really settled in this year as a starter, either in Buffalo or during the little bit we've seen him with the Jays. Obviously, you're not sure about the timeline and how many turns we're talking about, but... is Biagini plan one here, and then we go from there?
Yeah, I think, some combination of our bullpen and alternatives that remain in AAA and giving Biagini a chance to do it and also being smart about him getting into the fifth and sixth inning and, using guys like Petrushka and Gaviglio to bridge to a bullpen that has been very, very effective and has had an incredible workload thus far. I mean, what has been asked of Tyler Clippard and Axford and Tapera and O's faced a ton of left-handed hitters and has been effective. And, you know, Loop has picked up some slack for us. So we've had guys come up. Timmy Meza has come up and helped and contributed, and can't say enough about our bullpen. And I think that we need to look to that strength while protecting it a bit, because it's not, we know it's not sustainable. We know it's not sustainable to have guys, the bulk of our starting pitchers, going five innings and relying so heavily on our bullpen. So in the short term, it'll be a combination and complementing Joe Biagini with the lead. And hopefully it is one or two and maybe three turns.
Is there anybody else we're going to, like, would you, is there a scenario here where somebody else gets a spot start, Ross? And I'm thinking of a guy, kid
yeah,
like,
I think so.
I'm thinking of a kid like
Ryan
Sean,
Barucki or
maybe Reed, how about Reed Foley, or is that too big a jump?
Yeah, I think so, probably. I think we'd like to see Sean and AAA. And I'm glad that, Stephen, you and others, it's really exciting to hear about how many people have been down to see Vladdy and Bo and Kevin Biggio and obviously Sean Reed Foley. I appreciate the reports that you and I exchanged. It was fun to get to have that interaction with you about the guys down there. But the you know, listen, we've got some great things going on, and it doesn't always end in results, but the process, the focus on being the most complete player that all of our young minor league players can be, and the focus on being a teammate and what that means, and you can just feel it. You can sense it, and you can see a lot of good things occurring in our farm system, in large part and thanks to the work of Ben Charrington and Gil Kim, and they have, and Steve Sanders, the way that they've really worked together with our scouting department, is really, you can start to see the benefits of. And that's not taking anything away from the work that was done previously. Obviously, Vladdy Guerrero was here before we got here, and I think he's done an exceptional job of tapping into resources and structure that's been given to him, and we're really starting seeing some of the benefits of that.
Before we let you go, back to Stroman for a second. I am led to believe that he was less than thrilled with the idea of being put on the 10-day. Is that fair?
No, you know what? It was collective. Now, no player is ever thrilled with that. There's that doesn't happen.
Let me rephrase
it. Professional athletes.
Ross, let me rephrase it then. He didn't think it was necessary.
You know what? It's a fair question, one you'd have to ask him. And I don't think that was the case. Necessary is a strong word. Really, it came down to us collectively deciding and us supporting that it was ultimately something that would be in the end best for the organization and for Marcus.
Fair enough.
And really, Marcus first.
You're a good man to join us. We thank you. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope. Thanks, Ross.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Bob.